Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look at local efforts around upcycling, which look to push us further towards the goal of a circular economy with strong community engagement. The issues around fast fashion have increasingly become a concern as the industry has grown, not only due to the waste left behind, but also the emissions that come with production. Around 110,000 tonnes of textiles in Ireland end up in waste to energy plants or landfill each year. Upcycling and repair are just two of the ways of combating these issues. Creative Bandon, a local community effort to organise public events and celebrations in Bandon, have partnered with Fash Forward to organise a denim repair workshop to promote sustainable clothing at a local level.
Creative Bandon was set up about 6 years ago, myself and Zoe Tennyson, and our initial motivation was to try and build community through the arts, and we thought that the way to do that was what is called a placemaking, and it's about celebrating what makes a place unique. That's a really fertile ground to start to navigate, because you can go into the heritage, you can go into the art, you can go into the literature of an area, and you know, Bandon and County Cork offers a really, really fertile area to explore. I met Eilish initially because we were exploring how to create a programme around the Bandon Bridget's Weekend. Bridget very much comes into the theme of reusing, renewing in bulk. The 1st of February is very much the old Celtic season for renewal and regeneration. So working with Eilish really made sense.
The idea is that you create something new from something old. So to have a look in your wardrobe to see if you've got a pair of jeans you're no longer wearing. Maybe it's a pair of jeans that are in need of repair. You can bring those along and upcycle them into something new, such as a midi skirt or a draft excluder. And we will have all the materials on hand, so all the sewing materials and the sewing machines to be able to create those new pieces. It will be taking place on the Saturday of Bridget's Weekend at 12 noon until 2:30. We've given ourselves 2.5 hours just so that everyone is leaving the workshop with their piece completely done.
The workshop forms part of a broader schedule of events due to take place across St. Bridget's Weekend at the beginning of February.
In terms of the rest of the programme, one of the major items is we're co-creating Bridget's Cloak. This is part of an intergenerational project with the artist Claire Hurley. We will be using all recycled materials there, recycled sheets, recycled puree tins, and all these items will be recycled and part of the installation. The other aspects will be about the Bridget's lore itself in terms of making workshops for Bridget's crosses. We have Shane Lehan from RTE who will be talking about the lore of Bridget before Christianity, as well as children's spring themed stories. They will also be celebrating the spring rites of Ukraine with some of our Ukrainian community. We're having a spring dip in the ocean. Bridget was matron saint of poets, and so we will have a poetry cafe, and then we will also have a wonderful play called Extraordinary Ordinary Women, and it's the story of many of the Cumann na mBan who were so fundamental in the foundation of the state, but whose stories have often been held secret. And that will be followed by a panel discussion about women's voices and whether they're heard now. And that will be chaired by Justine McCarthy. And we'll have Bernie Connolly from the Cork Environmental Forum. It will have the editor of the Southern Star, a herbalist, Dr. Rosari Kingston, playwriters as well. There's actually so many potential ways that we could explore the topic of Bridget and renewal and recycling. So we're trying not to do it all in the first year, but there's just so many ways that we could do it.
The events aren't just fun days out for the community. They also promote celebrations at a local level without the need to travel great distances at the expense of carbon emissions, money and time.
We do lots of community events so that people can come together and celebrate in their own town. But it's about celebrating in our own town rather than people having to drive or travel elsewhere, that, you know, a sense of community comes about people coming together to celebrate. I think all this really helps to build what is the main aim, which is to be a resilient town, a town that's doing something positive. I think Bandon has so much potential in that it's got everything you need without having to go elsewhere. Not that you have to be insular, but you know, as a town, we are quite resilient.
If you want to learn more about Creative Bandon, Fash Forward and any upcoming events, check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.